Welcome back to State of the News on WFPL. I'm Gabe Bullard. We're going to be talking about Ford and the Louisville Orchestra this segment. To join us, give us a call at 502-814-8255. You can also find us on Facebook or Twitter. We're WFPL News. And I'm here with WFPL's Devin Katayama, and we're joined via phone by Jerry Downs from the Courier-Journal. Jerry, you're in L.A. right now for the auto show, and there was some big news from Ford this week.
There is first need to know it's cold and cloudy in L.A. Just
really?
Get that out of the way. But, yeah, Ford debuted the new Escape SUV in L.A. California is a really important market for Ford, and it could be the Escape's moment in the land of BMWs and Porsches and Lexuses out here. The magic number is 30 for 20, and that's 30 miles per gallon for about $20,000 or less, and that is the value edge that Escape is going to have over the RAV4 and the CR-V, both of which critics say looks kind of boring compared to the new Escape.
Well, what are critics saying also about the new Escape, aside from that comparison? How's the reaction been to it?
It's been really positive. And if you go on CourierJournal.com, I put up a photo gallery yesterday of the current model year Escape and the new one. And view for view, it's really stunning. This new Escape is different on the inside. Instead of the plastic dash and the horizontal bench-style seating, you've got really clever and assiduous attention to detail, soft interiors. Ford's invested for the first time in this value segment in kind of a padded dash, padded interior panels. If you've been inside Escape, you know how durable and utilitarian and plastic it is. This is an entirely different vehicle, plus the technology, the interactive voice-controlled climate, navigation, and entertainment system.
Now, Jerry, SUVs have been kind of making, not a comeback, but they've been doing really well in the market, selling at in some cases, the Ford Escape has been selling at a record high. Is there any indication that this will continue? Obviously, critics are saying the RAV4 and the CR-V may look mediocre compared to the Escape, but any kind of ideas about how this will sell once we start getting people into the Louisville assembly plant?
Well, Ford's pledged to keep the pricing on the Escape low, and that's been the real secret sauce. I mean, it's a boring vehicle, it's an outgoing model year, but it's sold 2 million to date in its lifetime, and it's going to go over 200,000. How does that happen? That happens in an economy where you still have 10% unemployment, but people's vehicles are wearing out. And, you know, everybody loves to get into a 40 mile per gallon Focus or a Prius, but let's face it, it's expensive and it's too small. So the Escape offers you some utility at a great price, and that's what Ford hopes to be its winning edge going into the new model year.
And the sales of the Escape, that's going to have an effect on Louisville.
Well, if this new Escape can do 200,000, that guarantees two shifts at the Louisville assembly plant. Ford is pretty optimistic they're going to do more than 300,000 annually. That gives you a third shift at the Fern Valley Road plant and total plant employment of 4,000, which makes this more of a Ford town than ever before.
And so what's the employment now? Some of this was planned, but some of this will depend on the sales. Devin, you did a little bit on this as well.
Well, let's see. You've got 1,000 guys and women laid off from the Louisville assembly plant right now. Maybe 800 coming back that were laid off 2 years ago when they went down to one shift. They're going to add about 2,000 workers. This town's going to be overflowing with new Ford workers pretty soon, not to mention the 4,000 already at Kentucky Truck. But, you know, I'll tell you what, I did not see a Super Duty or a Lincoln Navigator at this auto show, but this is not Texas. It's California, and dealers and buyers aren't here. Sorry, Kentucky Truck, aren't so interested in your vehicles.
So it sounds like the move to a smaller, more fuel-efficient vehicle has been where people have headed with the economy and just with the need for better gas mileage and things like that.
Not only that, but the good news is that auto shows are a great barometer of the economy. And folks at this show said the mood here was more upbeat than it's been in 3 or 4 years. Total auto sales in the U.S. will be about 12.3 million vehicles this year. And analysts are confident that 13.5 million vehicles will be sold in the U.S. next year. What that means is this economy continues to grind slowly, claw its way out of this recession.
And what have people been saying locally here, Devin, about the Escape and their hopes for the Escape?
Well, I know that production is set for spring. It's set to roll off the line in spring and start being in the dealer's hands in spring. So that is set to go. It seems like people are just as optimistic as before, but it's really going to depend on how well it sells, and that can only be determined by the economy and what people actually end up buying. I was talking to Jason Sprocca, who's the marketing director for the new Ford Escape, and he says, you know, they constantly crunch numbers on this kind of thing. Obviously, he's with Ford, so he has that kind of perception, but he seemed very optimistic as well that this will actually sell, continue these numbers, the 200,000, as we were saying, just this year, which sets them at an all-time high.
And there was some talk about a Focus hybrid. Jerry, what's the status of that?
I'm hearing nothing about Focus. Was once considered.
Escape hybrid. Escape hybrid.
Oh well, no. There. That's the other great story about the Escape is there's no hybrid powertrain in this new model. You're going to have two turbocharged fuel-injected engines, which Ford expects to be class-leading in fuel economy, and then a standard 2-liter gasoline engine. But they're moving all their hybrid powertrain technology over to the new C-Max, which will come over from Europe next year.
All right. Thank you, Jerry Downs from the Courier-Journal, and thanks to WFPL's Devin Katayama for joining us.
My pleasure.